Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We talked about Robert Slearden's book, his book called God's General, subtitle, Why They Succeeded and Why Some Failed. And it was excellent to see how awesome the program went in regards to God's generals. It was amazing. It was so encouraging. It was enlightening. It was filled with faith. It was an absolute opportunity just for us to listen to how God used so many people during that time. And I know for me, my faith was completely stirred. And it's just so cool, man. Because, you know, you think about it, it's like, oh my goodness. Just one person, simple, ordinary people that fell in love with an extraordinarily amazing God.
Absolutely.
And they trusted him and did great exploits for him.
Yeah. I've got some great video today. I'm hoping I'll get a chance to go to be able to hear their voices.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, cool.
Kind of hear their voices. But yeah, it was really encouraging. We got a lot of good positive feedback, you know, from our audience about listening to God's generals. I'm telling you, if you take the moment in your time, and there, after a while, it's sort of like if you watch a movie and you go, that was really, really a good movie. And then they come out with part two.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that was really almost a good movie.
Right, right.
And part three is like, what are they getting
at? What were they thinking?
What are they getting at? You find, oh, they were getting at more money from my pocket. Yeah. Definitely not a good movie.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying anything about the books that progressed after that, but it's like, how many testimonies do you have to hear
right.
about those normal human beings who stepped up and said, here I am, God, you know, send me.
Right.
And these guys and ladies, and I love that because the ladies are involved, that they did it to it.
Yeah.
They just went out there and, you know, we were talking about them, but I didn't get a chance yesterday. I got a lot to be able to talk about today. But I just wanted you to be able to hear their voices, to be able to hear the voices. You know, for example, we were talking about Catherine Kuhlman, and just to hear her voice, I was trying to be dramatic, and of course John was saying, you're not dramatic enough.
Well, you know, you get some inflection of the voice, you know? Yeah.
And these are available. I mean, come on, we're fixing to hear her. You're fixing, but this is available for you on the VFN Torch right now, but we're just going to let you hear. This is a miracle service taking place where Catherine Kuhlman's opening up a miracle service. You got to hear this. It's just so encouraging.
Not a man, not a woman, not a child in this place of worship shall see thy servant. Move upon this people.
And she's talking, she's praying to God right now, and this is in a stadium full of people that are just watching her have this relationship with God. It's just beautiful.
Wow.
It's just totally beautiful, but you're hearing her. This is her heart. This is the Catherine Kuhlman that we're talking about that lived in the chicken coop. If you missed yesterday, you got to be able to get it, but listen up.
I pray that the Holy Spirit shall have perfect liberty in this place. For a thousand tongues to tell what we have experienced, what we feel, what we know to be the truth. But may the Holy Spirit come upon this people and give us great spiritual revelation as we wait in your presence.
It's so exciting to hear that, you know, and these are the ones that come before you, because I know we're talking words and we're talking a book. And now you're actually able to go to the VFN Torch and begin to see video and just kind of just say, these are normal folks. She's the one that was willing to travel the country, sleep in tents, stayed overnight in a chicken coop, just do whatever it took just to be able to. And you remember, she's the one that went through the whole storms and relationship with the, and she said, all I have is my love. Here's an altar call by Catherine Kuhlman given in Southern California crusade. Listen up.
Spiritual experience more than anything in the whole world, more than anything. from the bleachers.
You got to see this video.
And they're coming from way up there.
People are just pouring into the altar. I mean, the thing that we can compare it to in our season is the Brownsville revival, where just every night the altars would just fill up, and she's just waving them on in, and God's just saving all these folks. It's powerful. Listen.
Yeah.
Come on. Some of you have never had that beautiful new birth experience. And the word said that ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And they come and still they come.
You're listening to Catherine Kuhlman giving altar calls. We were talking about God's generals, and she's one of the ones that we've talked about. And you can find out more by hearing yesterday's broadcast. But I just wanted you to hear their voices. Mm. I mean, this is more of that altar call.
Stand there with your eyes closed and your heads uplifted. Unashamedly, but audibly, say, Dear Jesus.
Now, the man that was just standing right beside her was the one that was head of the Full Gospel Businessmen's.
Really?
Where, you know, Brother Ken Summerall was going to speak when God touched his heart and it broke his heart for the father, for ministers who didn't have spiritual fathers. That's what he was going to speak at the Full Gospel Businessmen's and a lot of other name to that. But he just shook the world with that. But you're listening to Catherine Kuhlman, one of God's generals, as we talked about yesterday, and you can go right now to the torch, and you can see it at the bottom of the article there. It says you can watch these videos. You can actually go there right now and begin to watch firsthand. But listen, this is an altar call given in California Crusade, Southern California, by Catherine Kuhlman.
Come in. Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Take me just as I am. Body, soul, and spirit. Use me for your glory.
Use me for your glory.
For Jesus' sake.
For Jesus' sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Just so powerful, yeah. You know. I mean, you can talk, and it's hard for us sometimes to get a grid of those that have gone before us. But remember, we're supposed to imitate their faith, those that have gone before us. And you're looking at a lady that, you know, and you can hear more of her story. And if you may be right into the VFN torch right now, maybe you got the torch in your email, whatever it is, you've got to, maybe you're listening right now over VFN radio live. But this is just going to really encourage you. If you have not yet gotten the book, God's Generals, why they succeeded and why some failed. It's just, we can learn from those that have gone before us. But I also talked about William Brannan, the Brannanites. We joked around about, you know, Padites. You know, Johnites.
Yeah,
it's just a joke, though, Pat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Don't get no.
I thought you were imagining or something over there. No.
He was reminiscing.
No.
He was reminiscing.
He was reminiscing.
Like, shout out to our carpenters out there who are reminiscing today.
Right.
And those artists who are promise keeping. But William Brannan, powerful man, God's generals used. I tried to explain what happened to him into his first encounter with God as a young man in the wilderness. But guess what I have for you?
What?
I actually have him in his own words.
Oh, wow.
And you can see this video on the VFN torch, but I want to hear it right
this
now.
This is classic.
This is him talking how as a young boy, what happened to him, what began his ministry.
Mm.
I'm talking about William Brannan, one of the God's generals, one of the fathers in the faith. Listen up.
Beautiful September afternoon, while coming from the pump with some water, it was a stately poplar tree stood about halfway between the pump and the home. Passing by there was a whirl of wind in the tree, what we call here a whirlwind. Why, it was nothing odd for that time of year in this part of the country, but it remained in the tree. It didn't leave. I stopped to see what it was. And a voice spoke from it, saying, Do not ever smoke or drink or defile your body in any way, for there will be a work for you to do when you get older. Frightened, that's not a word for it. I ran home quickly, telling my mother that a man spoke to me out of a tree. Well, she thought I was nervous. She put me to bed.
You have to understand, you're listening to William Brannan give his own personal testimony as a young boy, how his call began. You can see this on the VFN torch You can go to VFNTV.com and click on The Torch and see these videos firsthand. What's the name of the post on the VFN Torch? Yesterday's post is God's Generals, Are You One?
Yes, yeah, God's Generals. You can be one.
You can be one. So continue. You're listening. He was a young boy in the wilderness, in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about, you know, terrified was actually, you know, understatement.
Yeah.
The right. Trees talk. A man's talking to me from a tree blowing around the wood. You know what I'm saying? It's right. amazing. But listen up. He's just told his mother, and his mother says, honey, you need to go to bed.
That's right.
You're nervous.
But she has no idea that God's going to shake the world with this humble man.
Wow.
William Branham, one of the fathers in the faith. He's continuing to talk. Listen up.
But from then on, visions begin to come. And when this comes up on me, it produces a vision. I'm able to tell people what's wrong with them and what they must do in life and the sins that they are holding back in their life.
That's just so amazing. Mm. That is so amazing. You're listening to William Branham give his testimony about how he was called by God. And so often we have those encounters with God and we don't understand that is just the beginning. It's the intro. You know, it is the thesis for the rest of your life. Mm. And God's going to bring you back to it and bring you back to him. And this is where the enemy attacks you. He tries to nullify your thesis. He tries to nullify your original call, which is the epicenter of everything God's going to do. And they just say, come on, Elijah, do something different. It's like, hey, let's go back to the wind blowing in the bushes out there. Mm-hmm. That was God. I don't right. need another voice right. of the Lord. That's it. You know, that's how they do it. Because they take away if they take away your grid, if they take away your GPS, they take away what God said to you, the altar that Abraham built when God spoke, then you can't find your bearings again because they're asking you to you know, because the adversary has their mouth trying to get you to create what only God did to you. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't do that. You can't recreate the voice of God in the context of that. But this is also William Branham, one of the fathers in the faith, one of God's generals that you're actually can see. This is video that you can see on the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com. Here he is praying right now for a woman. Remember, God reveals to him the personal details. This is, and you know, the gifts manifest many different ways, and this is how they manifested with him. He was able to, God would just show him what's in their life. And it's a very interesting thing. Sometimes this thing is so, you know, when that gift begins to move in your life for those that have that gift, sometimes you can feel like that's you. Mm-hmm. But what happens is you're discerning, feeling, you're empathizing. I mean, you like feel like you are them for that moment, and you can mm-hmm. feel their pain. You can experience their present bondage, you know, whatever it is, that one moment. And if you speak that out and they respond to God, they get set free. But listen up. This is him, William Branham, one of the fathers in the faith, God's generals. He's praying, and the personal details about this woman is revealed. Listen up.
Now, sister, just a moment. I just want to talk to you. Of course, you know it's gone now.
Oh, yes.
It'll stay that way. See how your throat flaps?
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord.
It's all gone from her. The garter has left her throat.
Now she's been healed. This lady's been healed from a garter in her throat, and she's standing on a stage. He's standing beside her. And, of course, you're hearing old video footage, so that's mm-hmm. why you're going to hear it that way. And this is one of those big, huge mics, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now he's going to begin to minister to her and listen how this gift moves. And what William was saying was, when God does manifest himself in me like this, then that's when these things are revealed to me. He's not saying he's doing this. He's saying that God's doing this through him.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Go on your road now and be thankful, happy, and rejoice. Now, just have faith in the Lord Jesus. Make him in your center of your thought right now, the Lord Jesus.
Also, here he's praying for a lady with cancer. Listen up.
But he knows you, and he's fed you all your life, and he knows me. And if I, your brother, and by his grace, by a divine gift, that I had nothing to do with the coming, when I was born a little baby, the first thing I can remember was a vision. Now, I want you to look this way just a moment. Of course, you're sick. And you're suffering with a condition that's a dark spirit around you. It's death. And it's in a form of cancer. and the cancer is located on the breast, and you're seeing, you're examined by someone strong, and it's a, you got a ruptured condition, and the rupture is in the bowels, and you have a stomach trouble also.
You're listening to William Brannan with the spirit of discernment that God is, the gift is manifesting in his life, and so he's looking at her, and she's looking at him, they're on the stage, and this is what we call reading her mail.
Yeah.
And God's just, and what happens is, you know, why God does that, based on my understanding, is because her faith is going to be stirred. She realizes God's God. God can heal. God knows everything about me. And once she, you know, just explodes her faith, he's going to say, your faith has made you whole.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. And so, I mean, you can see her faith just building. The whole audience's faith is building right there. You're listening to William Brannan, just a spirit of discernment. Let's listen up.
A severe heart trouble. It caused you fainting. Here a few days ago, you're sitting sideways on the side of a bed and nearly passed out looking towards your window. Are those things the truth?
Yes, it's that all was true.
All true. Or whatever it was, of course, it's gone from you. But what do you think that was that knows your life? Was it Jesus Christ? You accepted to be that?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I do that.
You're willing, you know that something supernatural is here.
Yes.
And if you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, as I have preached it out of the Word, and you believe it to be the Lord Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I know there's a dark spirit still hanging at you yet. It's something very serious. Yes. Say, I see you. Your name is Eva.
Yes.
And your last name is York.
Yes.
You have to understand that in God, God was healed her from all these things he was listing, but then he saw another dark looming, you know, demonic oppression in her life. And so then all of a sudden God, to build her faith again, it looks like he says, okay, I'm going to give you her name. And he gives her first, he gives him her first name and then the second name. That's what you just heard.
Wow.
Let's finish up listening to what God's doing here through William Brannan, the Fathers in the Faith, God's Generals.
And you live in this city.
Yes, I do.
And your house number is 613 6th Street.
Yes.
Is that right?
God just said specifically. It's like, you know, Acts chapter 17 says God chose the very seasons you live, the very place you live. But now God's using a man of God or a woman of God, you know, a servant, to be able to confirm this to be true. That God does know. And there's nothing like a faith builder. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen up. What's William Brannan, one of God's generals?
You're going home to be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go and be made well. God bless you. Don't doubt it. Just go rejoice and happy.
Totally powerful. Goes home totally set free and totally healed. And it's just so encouraging because we're supposed to imitate those that have gone before us. We just finished talking about William Brannan and one of the fathers in the faith. But we also talked about yesterday, you talked about A.A. Allen. Remember, A.A. Allen was the one who was a bootlegger as a kid. And bootlegging, as we talked about, what that is you know, making alcohol because they prohibit it. There's one thing you can't do. You can't stop sin by legalizing sin as illegal.
Right.
Somebody says, we need more laws on the books, you know. Oh, it's like,
that'll work.
I think murder was around before any laws were down, according to what happened in the garden or something like that, at least outside the garden, not even inside the garden. Well, A.A. Allen was one of them. Remember, he went to the board about starting a board of directors about starting a radio program, and God rebukes him for, what are you doing? You don't have no problem. All you need is faith in God. Well, this is A.A. Allen's voice right here in video, but you're going to hear his voice of him giving an exhortation. Listen, this is the voice and video of A.A. Allen.
My Bible says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen.
You have to understand, A. Allen's ministry was filled with miracles, signs, and wonders. And you're hearing an older, obviously, video and caption, but you know, he's a man like you're a man, or you're a woman. You know, the God can actually use you. Listen up.
You don't believe in the shouting? David said, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Did he not say it? Somebody said, I know, but you're in church. Why should you clap your hands? Because my Bible says, clap your hands. All you people.
That's so powerful. That's so powerful. But you're looking at it right now, and this is you're going to be able to see this video also available. This is him praying for a man that's brought up in a wheelchair, on a stretcher. and he wasn't able to walk. And so A.A. Allen's going to go pray for him, the prayer of faith for him to be healed. So that's what you're about to hear right now. Listen up.
Amen. Papa, in the name of Jesus, I command you, get up.
You have to understand, because I know you're not seeing this. This man gets straight out. He got straight out and began to stand up and started walking around. But listen up.
Come here.
It was powerful, you know. He just came right out of his stretcher right there. Wow. Look at this. This is another one. You can see this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. God's generals. Are you one, right? Is that right?
You can be one.
You can be one. But this is also him pulling someone. This is more like your Smith Wigglesworth type situation. He's pulling this man out of a stretcher where he couldn't even walk. This man could not even walk. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to one of God's generals, you know, A.A. Allen. Listen up.
Raise your hands up this way. He's a great God. Baba, you able to take these tumors off of this man's spine. You can move these tumors that press this spinal cord, this nerves. In the name, sort of roll him over here so I can put my hands on his back.
You have to remember, A.A. Allen was the one that said, you know what, I'm ready for something different. I want everything that God says, so I'm going to lock myself in this room. I'm not going to come out till God speaks to me. And God gave him like a list of maybe 11 things, and you can find out more about this at God's Generals. And obviously, at this point, when he's saying, I want to lay my hands on his back, the area that was sick, that's obviously what God's revealed to him for him. Versus William Brannan, it was more than the Spirit of God would come on him and begin to reveal things to him. You know, and with A. Allen is laying on his hands, so he's beginning to roll the guy over. They're rolling the guy over for him, and he's laying his hands on this guy. He's on a stretcher. They're rolling him over, and A. Allen's about to lay his hands on these tumors on his back. Listen up.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Cursed be the tumors on the spine. Cursed be the cancer of this spine. In the name of Jesus, I charge and command that it die and leave. In the name of Jesus, my God. Heal him now by the power of God. Take the pain from these limbs, Lord. Take the pain from these legs. In the name of
Jesus. And he's going down this man's body, and he's laying his hands all down his spine, all down his legs. Mm-hmm. And this man's still laying in the stretcher, but he's got his hands up, and he's just receiving, you know, what he's doing here. Listen up.
Jesus. My God, for your glory, take the pain from these limbs. Touch him for your divine power. Let him run like the prophet of old. Let him run like Elijah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal him. Let him walk, Lord. Let him walk. Take this cancer off of his spine, Jesus.
And the man is just kicking his legs now. Took his legs and began to bend his legs and bend them and bend them and bend them. The man starts kicking them, and he's still on his back. His hands are up. He's laying on the stretcher now, praying the prayer of faith, laying hands on him. Now listen up.
God, in the name of Jesus, God's healing him. I can see it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Literally, A.A. Allen grabs him by the hand now, snatches him out, puts his foot on the stretcher, because you know the stretchers have those wheels on them, obviously. And he takes the man's hand and just pulls him straight up. The man jumps to his feet, hasn't even walked before like this during this time. And begins to stomp around and dance, and A. Allen's dancing too. Listen up.
Well, I told you God would move that tumor. This boy couldn't walk.
Isn't that just so powerful? That is so powerful. That's what I'm about, you know, more on God's generals. That was A. Allen in his own voice and just praying the prayer of faith. Another one we talked about is Amy Semple McPherson. Remember, I tried to tell you briefly, and you need to read God's generals to hear, you know, in detail, but here is Amy Semple McPherson. Remember, she's the one that married, I believe it was Robert Semple, and they died. He died on the mission field, came back, and but she looked out into the stars, and she's the one that the first radio station, Christian radio station, was owned by Amy Semple McPherson in Los Angeles, and the Angelus Theater today that Tommy's son.
Barnett.
Yeah.
Tommy Barnett, Dream Center.
Tommy's son is
Matthew.
Matthew. Matthew Barnett has today. That's actually from her ministry. But this is how it all started. Listen to her. She's telling how her conversion to Christ, what happened to her. This is Amy Semple McPherson, one of God's generals in the faith. Listen up.
I know that I deeply wounded and offended the faith that had been put within me. I didn't like to hurt people. I went upstairs to my own bedroom. I got down on my knees. It was a snowy, cold, wintry night. The blanket of snow was everywhere on the Canadian hills. And I threw up my window and looked out and could almost touch the apple trees that were encased in ice. And I put my hands up and I began to say, without knowing I was going to say it, "Oh, God! If there be a God, reveal yourself to me." Oh, how often that prayer has been prayed. And I believe God always answers it. He answered it for me within a few hours.
That's so powerful. I mean, she just looked out. And she was saying, "I don't want to offend anybody." And she's basically like, whatever you guys are saying, I don't. I can receive it from you. But then she just turned to God and began to cry out. And God saved her and revealed that to her. And this is Amy talking about, Amy Semple McPherson talking about how her ministry grew. Just a little clips. These are videos or audios, combination of both, that you can actually hear firsthand the voices of God's general. Listen up.
I'll go. I took my suitcase and my babies, and I started off in the night, got a taxi cab, went to the depot, and I started out to preach the word of God.
You have to understand, God calls her.
Wow.
She says, "I took my babies.
My babies?
I took the car, and we just took off." Mm. How many people said, "You know, God, can I finish my job first?
Right, right.
Can I get my retirement in?" You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Is there a millionaire out there that will fund me to make sure that my life stays the same way it is? You know, all these different things, you know, that goes on. And she says, "I grabbed the babies and the car." And we're talking about Angelus Theater here. We're talking about somebody who rocked the world, who started the Four Square Church. And the healing ministry was so strong that she felt like it got in the way of her winning souls to the kingdom of God, because everybody wanted to be healed. You know how that is? Okay, I know you want to be healed, but do you want God?
Do you want Jesus, right?
Do you want God? So listen, this is Amy Semple McPherson talking about how her ministry grew. As a matter of fact, I want you to just listen up. This is her explaining. She said, "I grabbed the baby, the car, babies, in the car." Listen up.
"I was invited to this town, that town, to preach the word of God. Preached outdoors under the trees, preached on the piazza, preached on the street corner."
You hear that? She preached under trees, preached on the street corners, preached anywhere she can. How many people say, "You know, well, you know, I got to have an invitation to the dead place."
Yeah. Right.
So I can talk to them, because the people who hadn't done nothing for 10 years can hear me talk to them, so they cannot do nothing if they're leaving. That was stimulating.
Mm.
She preached everywhere.
Mm.
And this is one of the common things that you'll find about those that God used, is they are outside the walls. They appreciate what's inside the church aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that contains the people from evangelism and go, and they really struggle with that, because we're all called to be able to go in the field. So she's preaching under a tree. How many people would, you know, think about that? Preaching under a tree. The pride has gotten so high in America, is so many people says, "I wouldn't even listen to a man under a tree."
Mm.
Much less go.
Ain't that the truth?
Go under a tree. Right. But she's talking about how her ministry grew. You listen to Amy Semple McPherson, one of God's generals.
"Well, you can see one of our street meetings. We preach the word of God. I preach from Canada clear to Key West, Florida."
From Canada to Key West, Florida. And you understand, I mean, you're seeing pictures of her ministry. You're going to be able to see pictures of her ministry in this video at the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But here, we're looking at the picture right here where we paused it, where her, I don't know, is that a model?
Model T or something old.
And it's on a...
It was a raft.
Well, it's not a raft. It's a...
like a ferry?
It's a ferry.
A ferry.
She's going to the Key West, obviously, because she went from Canada in that day. And this is without having Hiltons and Hyatts and you know, Holiday Inns and all that kind of stuff. And look, I told you about her clothes. Look how thick dressed she is. Because at that time, I mean, it was tough enough for a lady to obey God and call in her life, but you know, if they were going to hear her at all, she had to be covered everything but her nose. So she's like, you know, she had to be hot. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no air conditioner. Ain't no air conditioner in there. Definitely, she wasn't texting anybody on the thing.
Mm.
But you're listening to Amy Semple McPherson, how her ministry grow. And the question is, you know, could you be one? Could you be one? And the answer is yes, you could, yes, if you believe.
That's right.
Listen up.
By winter and by summer, in tents or in open air or in buildings.
Look at that. Now, this is actually the big tent, which is probably about 30 foot round, is where the meeting was going on. Mm-hmm. And the other tents is where the people who travel to hear the gospel.
That's awesome.
You know, if we want, and this is what I believe, I truly believe, I can feel it in my bones, a third great awakening is coming, but we have to have a grid for that.
Mm-hmm.
A grid for that is like, this is a no-brainer. I don't care where I got to go, what I got to do for God to be able to move like this in our nation and in our, for the third great awakening. And look, I mean, you got one tent where the meeting's going to be at, you know, and you can see this. I'm telling you, you got to see this to get this in your heart. So you say, you know what? I got to get God out of the box, and literally. And then you have all these other tents, which are the families camping around that. And people say, well, I don't have the money to be able to do that. Look, once you got a tent, it's done with. Yeah. You know, and nothing against people that own hotels or anything, but it's just ridiculous. $100 for a night?
Mm. Oh, I know.
My goodness, you could pay a house payment for, you know, two nights in some hotels. I don't know why they're justifying these prices today, but get you a tent. A real nice tent, and you can kick anywhere you want to, right?
Man, they did that in Lakeland.
Yes, exactly. But listen, you listen to Amy Simple McPherson. Amy Simple McPherson, one of God's generals, talk about how her ministry began to grow. She just went under trees, and now she's in tents. Listen up.
As the Lord opened up the ways, and the word of God began to go forth, crowds came, and the multitudes gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, and the sick were healed. And oh, I was happy. Bless the Lord.
That looks like one of the tents that we had the Next Step Outback Father and Son events at.
Yeah, yeah, sure does.
It was like three or four posts.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Look at that. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Mm. And packed in there, huh?
Packed. Yeah.
Tight. Tight. And thick clothes. Wool dresses and stuff.
Lots of clothes.
I love that.
And then came word from God to launch out into the deep.
And you notice too, you'll notice this too, in all the God's generals that you'll see the video, that it's all of us. It's all of us. Remember, we talked about how A.A. Allen or Co. was one of the ones that broke. He says, listen, the mindset and the segregation mindset of the church, and said, no, it's everybody or nobody. You know, every race is coming. God wants every man to be saved. And you'll see these tents filled with all genders and race, and everything's beautiful.
I began preaching in the big theaters, in the big auditoriums, such as the Auditorium at St. Louis. I think many of you are familiar with it, seating some 18,000 people. God filled that from early morning until late at night. Such buildings as the Denver Municipal Auditorium, where the firemen would have to stay in at night after my meeting was over and hunt away up in the attic, up where the electric wires are, and drag the men down out of there and get the women from out of the restrooms downstairs who had barricaded themselves in the basement to be there for the next day's meeting for fear they couldn't get in.
I mean, you look at like 18,000 folks. What happened? They barricaded themselves?
They hid themselves downstairs so that they could make sure they can get in for the next meeting.
Yeah, I would have thought that was pretty wild, but wow. I've been with the Brownsville Revival. You and I went out there. We served people all around the world, and they would do anything.
Anything within 2 minutes of the doors being open, 5,000 seats were immediately taken.
Yeah, running through. So I want to finish this up, and then we're going to go to break. You listen to Amy Simple McPherson, one of God's generals, talking about how her ministry grew. Now she went from, remember, she just took the babies, took the cars, went from Canada to just preached. And what happened? Now she's in stadium. You're looking at, you'll see this video. You can see it where she's at a stadium, 18,000 people. Listen up.
God brought people to the altar. 1,000 people converted at one service. We would have to have the men first and then the women, or vice versa. Friends, I'll tell you, it's a thriller to be a preacher. Why don't every one of you folks get converted and give your heart to God and come on and help me get the world born into the kingdom of Jesus Christ?
I just love that. It's Amy Simple McPherson. What you're seeing, you're going to see this video. Look at everybody just waving white handkerchiefs, and just he's pulling up into a train station. She's in the back of the train, the way that the politicians would travel in the back.
Wow.
And she's releasing a dove probably, right there. You got to see this video. These are videos that are made available on the VFN Torch. Now here is also celebrating 25 years of ministry, where she's speaking at a parade. This is available. This video is available to you as well.
I am overjoyed, nearly overwhelmed by this glorious tribute paid by the people of Los Angeles, Southern California, and the churches of the Four Square Gospel.
The interesting thing about Amy Semple McPherson was this governmental anointing that she had as a minister. There were so many aspects and dimensions to mm-hmm. the gifting that she carried, because this is today the church has been locked down a lot because of LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, some of the laws that he just kind of pushed through. But you know, in America used to be able to say whatever from whatever, and mm-hmm. nobody was held. You know, First Amendment rights was available to everybody, and today they threaten, you know, people who actually speak out. But she actually marched in support of leaders and said this is what they actually sought her mm-hmm. A direction, and now she's being celebrated, the parade being celebrated, wow. And she's given a speech here. Amy Semple McPherson, one of God's generals. Listen up.
I pray that I may live many years to serve God and my country.
And a lot of people look at this, and they, if you just see her at this point, you go like, yeah, she just thinks she's something. She had nothing. Mm. She said, God called me. I grabbed the babies. We got in the car, and we started under trees on street corners from Canada, you know, to the Keys. And a lot of people only want to be around you when you end up at the parade.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes those that are willing to walk the distance when God begins to do what he does. Who would ever known the Angelus Theater was inside of this lady that grabbed the babies and just left and went? You know what I'm saying? Now she is 25 years later, celebrating 25 years of ministry. And at this point, instead of throwing a parade on behalf, and she's talking, this is Amy Semple McPherson. Wow. Listen up.
I thank you and God bless you.
And you're looking at, they have floats. The floats coming down the road in the parade with a big cross on it. Somebody bowing down before Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? It's just so awesome. Today you're looking at where the enemy's trying to pull out God from everything. And it's time for us to stand up like generals and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's be the generals in this generation. There's never enough. You know, there needs to be a general in every state, a general in every city, every county, mm-hmm. you know, every, it's just amazing to see what's going on. That was Amy Semple McPherson. There's so much more you can see. We're just showing you a couple of them. We're actually telling you about it. You can see the videos on VFN, Torch of VFNTV.com. I want to quickly cover, you know, John Alexander Dowie. There's a particular city that's called Zion City. Zion City. Well, I understand this city was founded by John Alexander Dowie.
Yeah.
He wanted to be able to have a community that just operated under the principles of God. Mm-hmm. And apostolically, I mean, a police force, I mean, everything, mm-hmm. just kind of laid it all out there, because the First Amendment back in those days, it was like, this wasn't a big deal, mm-hmm. you know? And things have changed today, but that's what was happening. It's their own schools or her own whatever, you know, a whole community. And if you go to Zion City, it comes from his ministry and his heart, you know? And This is John, and of course, obviously, we're going further back here.
Yeah.
This is we're talking about the book God's Generals, written by Robert Sheridan, and now today we're actually hearing some audio or video from these men and women of God. But listen, this is John Dowie singing back then. And you're listening to it on a it's not a xylophone, but it's the wax cylinders that they would put on these rills that would just slide down, like eating a corn on the cob. It would actually work its way down the cob. It would work its way down the wax cylinder. So that's what you're listening to. Wow. What's so cool? You got something, you know, from one of God's generals. Listen up. And you're going to be able to also see pictures of him. But they're going, roll forward, O Zion, grace shall be thy trumpet till thy kingdom shall come. But listen, thy king shall come. What's so cool about Dowie, other than him being God's generals, is that he would not lay hands on anybody till he spent maybe a week of teaching the Word of God.
Wow.
He would teach, you know, and build that foundation mm-hmm. in them, and then he would lay hands on them and God would heal them and deliver them. And he had a whole wall filled with just, like, you hang pictures on a wall. Mm-hmm. He would hang crutches and all these different things. Oh, that was cool. Just, that was part of the wall. And you can see that and find out more about it on the VFN Torch.
You know, he was born in 1847 and he died in 1907. So you can see how far back this is.
And what's interesting, too, is that that's when God began to stir William Seymour's heart. You know, around the same time, yeah. And Azusa Street was birthed, that we hopefully get a chance to be able to him. But it's one more for him before we go for the first hour. We're going to continue this in the extra hour today. Make sure you don't miss it. But this is Dowie preaching on healing, health and divine healing.
The majority of men are a stinking bad luck.
Of course, you're listening to a wax cylinder roll over. That's just, you know, this is, you're talking about 1847
he was born.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. right? And the majority of men are a stinking sad lot. That's what he says. The majority of men are a stinking sad lot, and I'm ashamed to say the majority of men in Chicago, this is like 18, I'm not saying this, I'm just, you know, seeing this.
Right.
He says the majority of men in Chicago, it's kind of small print trying to see this, you can smell it several yards away. You can smell several yards away. They stink of nicotine and alcohol and all kinds of medical musk. I mean, you have to understand, back then they would, you know, you could buy, you know, cocaine from a local Sears catalog because they didn't realize it was dangerous yet. Heroin and these different things were going on. That's before it was illegal. You chew your tobacco and you puff your smoke and the sun dries up. Then, you know, so he's, and I mean, this is a little, but I just want to read some of the things that you can barely hear, but listen up.
I am ashamed to say it. The majority of men in Chicago can be smelled several yards off. They stink of nicotine and alcohol and all kinds of medical muck. You deathly dogs.
You deathly dogs. I mean, this is who God's using. You know? I mean, look at the variety. You have, sure. You know, Amy, who's flamboyant and out there, and then you have, in the earlier days before Amy, not too much for before Amy, you have Alexander Dowie, and you can see this and watch this video and this audio on the VFN Torch. And I just want to say this. You know, we're hopefully stirring your faith. You know, we've been hanging there with faith, and we're going to stay there until we have your faith stirred, but also have an available library for you to be able to pull from, and, you know, all the podcasts that go out. Put this stuff in your mobile devices, and your, you know, download it. You can subscribe to our podcast by going to vfntv.com. What that means, it downloads into your computer or your device, and you have this with you. It's just free. It's there because our partners make it possible. Thank you to all those who have partnered with us financially to be able to make this possible, to be able to speak about God's generals around the world. We were talking about God's generals, and we're just continuing on. If you missed the first hour, you got to catch it. But yesterday we talked about, you know, the book God's Generals by Robert Schlurden, why they succeed and why some failed. And today we're actually bringing in video.
Yeah.
Video and audio of their voices. It's just pretty cool to kind of hear their stories. And obviously, I am just kind of skimming the surface, but hopefully it's making you hungry to want to go, you know, I want to know more. I want to, because listen, you, inside of you, the same God, the same Lord, the same Spirit of God was inside of them, is inside of you, which means all things are possible. We just finished up listening at the end of the hour to John Alexander Dowie. For those that are listening, possibly in Zion City, he's the one that founded your city.
Yeah.
You know, just so you know that. But also Jack Coe. Jack Coe was called the wild man, the radical man, or, you know, we talked about him. But he's the one that, remember, one of God's generals that just pushed the barriers and say, you know, that segregation's wrong and everybody's coming together. And he just pushed all their, you know, crumbled all their cookies and said, this is how it's going to be. And God just moved. He would sit there in a chair, and you could see these. Remember, we're going to see some probably right here. But this is hearing one of God's generals, Jack Coe, as he's called one of God's generals in Robert Lyrdon's book, God's General, he's leading a crusade audience in a song right here. Listen up.
Well, it's written and sweet that the Jesus is.
This should really encourage you for those that don't sing well. You know what I'm saying? It's like
all you need is faith in God.
You don't need a tune.
No.
You don't need a lyric, you know. Just faith and Dave. Okay.
Dude, look at that, Mike.
I know. Is that amazing?
It's huge.
You imagine that? I mean, can you imagine what he would have saw on iPad or something? Or iPhone would have thought right then. You listen to Jack Coe, he's singing right here, but I just want to get just kind of hear the context of get a deeper dimension of those we're talking about.
Well, it's written and it's free, and it's for you. It's the test, it's the drive.
You know, so many people go, well, you know, I don't have the right kind of clothes, and I don't sing well.
Yeah.
And I'm a little overweight, and, you know, I don't think people are going to listen to me. Listen, they don't want you anyway. They want God. Bring them God. Good. Bring them God. As a matter of fact, I believe that Jack Cole was probably almost 300 pounds. 260 something.
He's a big man.
Yeah, he's a big man, but they talk about that in God's Generals right there. You know, as long as we have these bodies, you know, some people are real slim, but on the inside they're 200 and something pounds. You know, we all have issues, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But just get over the look thing and just realize if you got God, that's what people want. And as a matter of fact, if on the outside they repel you, that'll make them more in love with God. But you can confuse them if you look as good as John. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks, oh, John, oh my goodness. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. I know. Just look away. Look away.
He was pearly white.
Yeah, no. He's looking in the mirror right now. He's fixing his hair, parting his hair.
Yeah.
He always laughed when I was talking about you. And now he's like,
oh, I know. He clams up now.
Wordless. Wordless.
Hilarious.
We're listening to Jack Cole. We're listening to Jack Cole. Put the mirror down. We got to focus here. Listen. This is Jack Cole. He's singing one of God's generals that he writes about in God's Generals. Robert Schiller, listen up. You're listening to Jack Cole.
And it's fully satisfied. Well, it's written and it's free. That the Jesus sees. Well, it's written and it's free. That the Jesus sees. Well, it's written and it's read.
It was so funny. It was so funny. And, you know, that, you know, God was pouring himself out in such a powerful way at Brownsville Assembly of God, the Brownsville Revival. And, you know, I was in ministry there with Brother Kilpatrick. Rose Compton was the secretary that was there. Beautiful. She's a beautiful woman of God. And we had all these tapes and different things like that. And everybody wanted, once God began to move, everybody wanted everything that was ever said, everything was ever taught or whatever. And so we recorded on cassette tapes, you know, what was taught and what was listened to, you know. And I was going to go on a business trip, and I was leaving. Revival's going on. We've sold, I don't know, probably thousands of these audio cassettes. And it's like five cassettes together and rubber bands and different things like that. And I thought, I'm going to grab some of those. I'm going to listen to them on the way to whatever. And I slid one of those things in, and it was horrific. I mean, I'm like, oh, my goodness. The people who are duplicating our tapes got somebody's stuff that obviously was not of God.
Right.
It was
right,
not of God.
Right.
And stuck it on there, and we just sold 10,000 copies to the world as they're coming in. So I called Rose Compton. I was like, Rose, pull those tapes. My goodness, this is terrible. I cannot believe this. And she's like, I'll grab them. She grabbed them all off the table and stuff like that. And then, so I listened, you know, as I'm going down the road and stuff, and I listened, and I realized that was us singing. That was actually us singing.
Wow.
It was horrific. We were so glad. I did not appreciate Lyndall Cooley that much until that moment.
Oh,
like, Lyndall, that was a God thing for you to come. It was amazing how things changed. I had to call back and go, that was us. That was us. You listen to Jack Coe, God's Generals, sing about that we were singing then. Listen up.
I live for you. It's the
I think this is so important because people try to lift men up and they don't understand. These are people who just believe God.
Yeah.
They just believe God from Canada to the Keys, under trees and street corners, even to parades. It didn't matter where I was. And here he is. He's obviously about to have a crusade. And just like Oral Roberts, he was sitting in a chair. People would come by and he would lay hands on him. But when you're 200 something pounds, there's a reason why almost 300 pounds.
Yeah.
The reason why you sit in a chair is because it's going to be really tough to stand up. People, so some people try to imitate and say, you know, you're only 120 pounds. Yeah, you probably can stand up the whole crusade.
Yeah.
You don't have to imitate that. But he tells of his conversion to Christ. This is Jatko, one of God's generals that we spoke about yesterday in a video today. Listen up.
I'll never forget when I first got saved. I didn't know what the word glory or hallelujah was. I belonged to a church that didn't believe in saying hallelujah unless you sung it out of a hymn book. But I got saved one night in an old Nazarene church.
Now you got to see this video. If you have not seen this video, you can see it at the VFN Torch. It's beautiful. I just love it.
Mm.
It's like the only thing that's holding you back is fear.
That's right.
Fear of loss. Fear of rejection. Instead of saying, you know, I'm going to do this for God's eyes only.
Mm-hmm.
For God's eyes only. And obviously Jack did it for God's eyes only. He just told it like it was. I mean, he's sitting here, you know, with his handkerchief, you know, and just saying, let me just tell you how it is. And there's power in your testimony. There's power in your testimony. And he gave it, and obviously Amy gave it millions of times as well, but you listen to Jack Coe, one of God's generals, and you can see this video of him on the VFN Torch.
God spoke peace to my heart. I jumped up out of that altar. I didn't know how to say glory, hallelujah. All I knew was hot dog.
I didn't know how to say glory, hallelujah, so I said, hot dog. You guys love that. Isn't that beautiful?
That's wonderful.
It is.
Jumped up and I went all over that church hollering, hot dog, I've got it. Somebody said you have to act like that to get it. No, but if you get enough of the right thing, you'll act some way. I said, oh, Mom, I got saved. Mother sat up in bed and said to my daddy's drunk again. I said, no, Mom, I'm not drunk. I got saved. She said to my dad, you better put him to bed. He's drunk. He got me in the living room, tried to take my clothes off, and I was waving my hands, hollering, hot dog, I got saved.
And you're listening to Jack Cook give his testimony how he got saved, and they're going, you know, your daddy's been changed, and somebody's going, he's been drinking.
Yeah. You know, he was born in 1918. He died in 1956 at the age of 38.
Oh, wow.
And you think about things about 12 years of ministry, and you just think about all the excuses people make. It's like, man, this guy just went out there and did it.
He didn't know how much time he had.
No, he didn't know how much time. He just went out and shared the gospel. He was out there and shared the gospel.
Now he was ministering, and people were bringing people to be prayed for, and they weren't getting healed. And he was, and I'm talking to you from Robert Lerner's book, mm-hmm. and this is what he says in his book. In the spring, Coe, which is one you're hearing where, began to ask God why people weren't being healed. Though he had seen thousands healed, he had also seen thousands walk away without healing. After a season of prayer, God revealed to Coe that many didn't understand how to receive healing. And they needed instruction in his word, in God's word, concerning his will and his power. This was a tremendous revelation in that day. Up until then, most of the Voice of Healing evangelists, which is a magazine that he talks about in the mm-hmm. context of that, that talked about him, depended upon the anointing of the healing gift. And that's what you were seeing a couple times, the healing gift. And many knew little about what the word of God said in regards to the subject, and you can find out more about that in God's general. So he was beginning to say, you know, you got to partner with God here, and there is a gift of healing, but then there's the faith to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
There's faith. That's what we're talking about, faith, which means you, if you have the faith for it, you can stop Jesus when he says, I'm only here presently for the children, the Jews. I will stop, and I will heal you mm-hmm. if you understand who I am. Remember?
That's
if
right.
you understand mm-hmm. who I am. You listen to the Jatko.
I come hollering, hot dog, I got saved.
in and sit down at the table and looked across at my mama. And I said, Mama, I got saved last night. She said, Son, you're not still drunk this morning, are you? I said, No, Mama, I'm not drunk. I got saved. She said, Dr. Conkright's going to get tired of baptizing you. I said, I didn't get baptized. I got up there saved business. She said, What do you mean that saved business? I said, I don't know. I said, Them people down there, they call holy rollers, done something to me. I said, Mama, I got something you ain't done. My dad said, You said nothing. Now you better shut your mouth. But brother, you can't shut up anybody that's got it. If you shut this thing up, the thing would explode and get all over everything.
That's the Jack Coe version. Is it's shut up in my bones. My bones are on fire. Yeah. You know, it's gonna blow up. As a matter of fact, right here, this is Jack Coe praying for a cross-eyed girl, and you're gonna be able to see this video on the VFN Torch. But I just want you to kind of experience and listen. This is Jack Coe praying for a girl that was cross-eyed. Cross-eyed, of course, her eyes mean they're pointing towards her nose. They're coming together and not seeing straight.
Take your glasses off. How long have you had these old cross eyes?
Since birth.
Since birth?
Yes, sir.
Well, get ready for it. They're going to straighten out. You believe it?
Yes, sir, I believe it.
The Lord, in the name of Jesus, yes. God, these eyes.
You notice the revelation, he's saying, now you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to straighten out. Do you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Which was what he—that was the revelation that was revealed through his ministry. That was a big back then. It just wasn't.
Yeah,
it's like God has to stir the water for anybody to get healed.
Right, mm-hmm.
And then everybody found out. My goodness, my faith will stir my own water.
Mm.
My faith can stir my own water. So he looks at her. He's laying hands on her while he's sitting in this chair, and she's standing there, cross-eyed girl from the time of birth. Listen up.
Eyes have been crossed since this girl was born. God, I believe your word right now. God, straighten these eyes completely straight in the name of Jesus. Hand me a mirror, will you? Lord, for thy glory right now.
And you're going to be able to see this video. You're looking at the camera. It's right in her face. He's about to remove his hands from her eyes. This is pretty cool because you'll be able to see mm-hmm. what's taking place there.
Now look at him. What do you make of that?
She's crying.
Now turn around and show them. Mm. Raise your hands and praise God.
Oh, and that's so awesome. Wow, we got so much more. And I want you to see one more, obviously hear it, but you can see it on the torch. But I'm going to play this video of a lady. He's praying for this particular lady, one of God's generals. And, of course, it's an older video where the cancer just falls off of her when he's praying for her. Listen up.
Cancer. And nerves. Cancer's right there.
You gotta say he's sitting in a chair. She's standing in front of him. And he's looking right at the cancer on her face right there. And he just read a card what was going on and what she wanted prayer for. And so he's fixing to pray for her.
Listen, I don't often anoint with oil, but sometimes I feel like it. I think if there's anything that's of the devil, it's a cancer. I think if there's anything that takes people's lives and eats away at people, it's an old cancer. How many believe that? Say amen.
And what, you know, what the Word of God says about anointing with oil in James chapter 5, that not only their sins will be forgiven, but they'll also be healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you anoint, that's what he's doing. He's saying, I'm going to anoint her with oil.
How many can see that cancer there on her face? How many believe God can take it off right now? Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, remove this old cancer, God, by the power of God, in the name of, there it is.
Came right off in
his hand.
Right in his
hand. Wow.
Came right off in his hand.
Mother, look down at the cancer.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
Praise God. He's leaning back and showing the cancer to the people that are on the stage with him. It's just powerful. That's Jack Cole. You find out more about him in God's Generals, Robert Lurden's book. Also, all this you can find out in the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Now, Smith Wigglesworth, we want to be able to talk about him as well. Remember, he was the plumber that said, as long as my shoes and my don't wear out and my knees and my pants don't wear out, I'm with you, God. But remember, he started also, he had a speech impediment. And the speech impediment, it kept him from being confident to be able to go up and just speak. So his wife would minister, preach at the pastor, and he would actually work the altars and But here he's talking here about Lester Sommerall talking about Smith's Wigglesworth. Remember, Lester was the one that showed up at his house with the newspaper, and he said, "You're not coming in here with that paper." Man, if we could just get that. If we could just get that. And that's why VFN Radio is here. We want to be able to give you a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective, and not this worldly thing that would actually limit your faith, but something that would increase your faith and empower you and enlighten you. And here he is, Lester Sommerall is talking about hearing Smith Wigglesworth. Listen up.
My relationship began with him when I was 20 years old, and not with my meeting him, but hearing of him. I was in San Francisco preaching, and to start my trip around the world, they said, "Have you met Smith Wigglesworth from England?" I said, "No, not yet." They said, "He was here." And they told me a number of the things that happened, but I will only tell you one. That right there in the same church where I was preaching, the Great Glad Tidings Tabernacle, that at that time seated more than 3,000 people, says he was here speaking, and on a Sunday afternoon he had a healing service, and that that they brought the people from hospitals and wheelchairs and all kinds of situations for Smith Wigglesworth to pray for them, and from one of the local hospitals the doctor brought a very severe cancer case. They didn't want to bring him because he was so near death. The doctor accompanied him and sat by his little portable hospital bed on the platform. And here came Smith Wigglesworth, who was just a little bit gruff, down the line praying for the people. And the way he would ask you what was wrong with you, he'd say, "Hoots hoop." Now, in his part of England, that was a similar way to their speaking. "Hoots hoop" means what ailed you, or what is wrong with you. And so he got to this patient that was laying out on a
hoot hoot.
I thought you were saying, "What's up?"
Yeah, what's right. up? What's going on with you? Now, this is Lester Sommerall talking about one of God's generals, Smith Wigglesworth, and what he's viewing and experiencing. We're going to have Lester in a moment talk about his first meeting with Smith Wigglesworth. But listen, this is him sharing about his experience.
Bed there, and had on one of the little hospital gowns, you know, that has no buttons and buttons up in the back. There was a doctor sitting there with his stethoscopes in his ears and listening to the man's heartbeat and letting everybody know that the man was very near death. And so when Smith Wigglesworth and said, "What's up?" the doctor replied and said, "He is dying of cancer." Wigglesworth said, "Where is it?" And the doctor said, "In his stomach." And Smith Wigglesworth, possibly the most unusual person that I've ever met in my life, he wound up his hand and hit him where the cancer was in the stomach. Punched him so hard until the man died. Just his hands fell.
Now the man shows up with cancer.
Oh my goodness.
The man shows up with cancer. He's going "Who to" instead of "What's up with you?" The guy says, "I'm hurting here," and Smith Wigglesworth punches him where he's hurting. Oh, dear Lord. We just pray right now for America to open for the third great awakening, because the Lord has shown me this. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord has shown me. And I saw this firsthand just this last weekend. But a particular lady was, someone got a word of knowledge that I was supposed to pray for this particular lady. They bring her to me. She has in the lower part of her spine, the very lower part, the pelvic back area of her spine, which is that last part of your vertebrae, which is kind of locked in there. It's not like the upper part of your spine. Mm-hmm. Has like scoliosis in that part of it. And they're trying to diagnose it. But she wanted me to be able to pray for her. So I laid hands on her head, but also laid hands on her lower back. And Donna was there with me, and we were at an altar praying. And as I began to ask God to heal and to speak healing over, I could feel her spine moving back and forth, that lower spine that doesn't move at all. I mean, this is the lower part between each of the pelvic bones in your lower back. Mm-hmm. And it was moving almost an inch in each direction, just back and forth and back and forth, you know, and God was just restructuring her back, just lining her back up. And then the power of God hits her, and she was going to fall to the ground. So we just laid her down easily on the ground. And she could never have ever done that. And the next day, she runs. She can't wait to find us. And she finds us, and she's just beginning to tell us, you know, that, you know, God's doing a work of healing in her body, and that she could have never laid on the floor. She would have been in severe pain forever being on the floor, and she was on the floor for the longest time. And the power of God, and it's just really cool. And so, and the truth, the thing about it is that we got to get ready for whatever God says do. Because one of the things the Lord's showing me is, I mean, you may have this situation in your life, and it may be just, imagine having a hump back. And if God tells that man or woman praying for you to push that hump out of your back, into your back, just press in it, you know, just go with it. Because it's according to your faith, because it's going to go. It's just how things work. And if you have a, you know, a leg that's broken or a leg that's deformed or whatever, and don't be all fearful that, that, you know, somebody's saying, you know, hand me your leg. Believe God, and God will snap your leg back in place. And here you're having Smith Wigglesworth, you know, punch this guy. And the other thing is, this is not as strange as you really think it is, because sometimes people are so locked into their illness that you can't even talk to them. They're more, they have more faith in the devil's ability to kill them than to God to give them life. It's like, if you talk to me one more time about that stronghold, it's like, let's believe God for this. So this is where we're talking. This is Lester Summerall talking about Smith Wigglesworth, first time he's seeing him. And all of a sudden, he, this guy says, I got cancer right here. He punches him where he has cancer. The guy dies. And listen up.
Off the bed, and the doctor screamed, he's dead. He's dead. And they looked up and said, you killed him. You killed him. The family will sue you. You killed him. Smith Wigglesworth wasn't upset one bit. He said, he's healed. And that's the way he would say, you are healed.
So he looks at this dead man. Attorneys are lining up to sue him.
All right.
This man's faith is so strong, he says, he's healed. I love that.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
He says, he's healed. He didn't, you know, he didn't pronounce H's. He said, he's healed. And he didn't stop, you know. He just went on down the line praying. About 10 minutes later down the line, here came the man walking. He'd gotten up off that bed. He had moved the doctor to one side. And
the dead man got off and moved the doctor. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I love it. Life came back into him.
He was walking in that funny little hospital dress, you know?
It's like merciless hospital gowns, right?
It comes along here like this and is open in the back. And here he was falling, Smith Wigglesworth, with his hands in his up in the air, praising God. He said, I have no pain. I feel wonderful inside. I have energy that I had not had for I don't know how long. And he was following him. And Smith Wigglesworth is so unusual. He didn't turn around and say, well, thank God. Oh, praise God. Everybody look at it. To him, it was such a usual thing. He said, well, just thank God for it. And he just went on praying for people.
It's so powerful. You're talking about a plumber.
Yeah.
Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber. And you may be thinking, you know, I'm just a carpenter. I'm just, and whatever you put in front of that in regards to your occupation. Listen, it's not about that. It's about, you know, what do you believe? Do you believe everything that God says in his word, that that is who we're supposed to be? You know, what we're seeing in our presence, we're seeing the fullness of everything that God says he is happening, just like the book of Acts. Are we not?
That's right.
I mean, just the fullness of all, and just, I mean, the opposite of what the natural laws are saying, we're seeing God do the opposite of that. And
That's
in a big way.
He's
showing himself
blessings,
healings and blessings and jobs and speaking his voice where, you know, you're hearing, you know, William Brandon out of the middle of nowhere have an encounter with God at a young age. But we're hearing people, young people.
That's right.
Now that many are hearing his voice. This is the thing, is that will you take a serious the voice of God that William did. Because he's the same God.
That's right.
Will you step out in bold faith so that, as John G. Lake said, God will meet you there every time? Or are you going to think, well, that's pretty cool. I just heard, you know, God.
Yeah.
And because he believed God and he stepped out, and look what happened. Just powerful, isn't it? It's just
beautiful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Now this is, we're going to have some videos available for you too. Some of the video is going to be available where you can see Smith Wigglesworth and not just hear Lester Summerall, which is, Lester was one of his spiritual sons. But of Smith Wigglesworth in a park, you can see him at a gas station. Just kind of get a visual, you know.
Because a lot of times people, they hear the voice and they hear the story. And then, I mean, this has been, we've been hearing about Smith Wigglesworth for a while, but mm-hmm. we get a chance to kind of hear from another perspective. Melissa Summerall was an awesome man of God, and just to hear his testimony of encountering that.
Now, this is really important because this is going to say a lot about, you have to, this information is going to double, and it's going to be, you know, it's what the Word of God talks about. The mm-hmm. intensity of knowledge is going to increase. And then that's actually a negative thing for those that are walking in faith. Too much information, mm-hmm. even good information, because mm-hmm. it can bog you down and not hear clearly the voice of God. And so this is the first time that Lester Summerall meets Smith Wigglesworth at his house. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Listen how Lester describes how Smith Wigglesworth lives his life. This man of faith that just punched this dude. And there's a lot of other stories like that, you know.
Yeah.
And you can read about it in God's Generals and books on Smith Wigglesworth. But punches him in the stomach where he said he was hurting, where he had cancer, mm-hmm. and guy falls dead, comes back to life, and is just praising God and just keeps moving on. This is the first time Lester meets Smith.
And so I went to see him. I found his house, and I hit the doorbell, you know, the door knocker. They didn't have an electric doorbell. It's one of those ancient things that you take a piece of metal and hit it against a piece of metal, you know, a knocker. And so I knocked on that thing and then stood up and waited for him. Now, if you had seen me then, you would have laughed. Because by this time, with the British people, I looked like them, and I talked like them somewhat. And I had on a bowler hat. If you don't know what a bowler hat is, it's a Charlie Chaplin hat. And I had on a black jacket and striped trousers, and a blue, dark blue top coat that came just above my knees. And I had an umbrella on one arm. And I had a newspaper under the other arm and my briefcase in my hand, my Bible case. So there I stood, you know, and Smith Wigglesworth opened the door and glared at me. He didn't say good morning. He didn't say how do you do. He said, "What's under your arm?" That means what is under your arm. This side was an umbrella on my arm, and the other side was a morning newspaper under my arm. I said, "The morning newspaper, sir." He said, "Throw it away. Throw it away. You can't come in here. You can't come in here." and I said, "Yes, sir." So I took it and stuck it in the bushes.
Think about that. We carry everything with us all the time digitally now. Mm-hmm. There was a day that negativeness was actually contained on a piece of paper.
Mm. Right.
And now you can carry bad news everywhere you go. You can see these videos on the VFN Torch. It's going to be made available to you. And also, we have silent videos of Mariah Woodworth Eder, you know, and she was the one. And this, well, let's look ahead of that. We just want to finish up listening. Remember, Lester's going over to Smith Wigglesworth's house, and he's starting to walk in with a newspaper and his little umbrella and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he says, "What's something like that. I mean, he's like, "What's that?" And he chunks the newspaper. And it's very important. You just can't keep watching. Edit. Dark stuff. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's just always dumbfounded me. Mm-hmm. It's how many Christians watch the opposite of what they profess and wonder why their life does not reflect the Word of God. It's like, you just watch that all that stuff all for the last 30 days straight, and you're wondering why. And it's like, whatever our eye takes in, that's what our whole body. I mean, you're granted that's things are going to happen, but if you're intentionally indulging in just constant antithesis of what God's word says, when God says up, 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 but you watch down, 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 and listen to down, down, down. And that's why we have VFN Radio. We want to bring you up, 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 and keep you up and stay on fire for God. And so here he is. And so this man, this powerful man of faith, one of God's generals, probably reportedly, and this is how Robert Lyrdon talks about him in his book, God's Generals, is probably one of the ones that we have know in history in our time frame that ever walked in such great faith. You know, and then you look how he's talking about it. So here he is coming to this man's house. So now you're finding out how he lives his life. And that's how you really understand. He's like, okay, now we understand where all this comes from. Because he says, you know, you're not coming in here with that newspaper. And so He puts it in the bushes. And so here's Lester about to walk in his house. He's being welcomed in by Smith Wigglesworth.
I stood back up to see if there's something else, you know. And he looked me over. He said, come in. So I came in. He took my coat. We went into his living room, which was the first room over to the right. And I had he had a coal fire on, and it was very cozy. And rather than asking me where I came from, where I was going, he said, I was just reading. And he read a half an hour from the Bible. And then he said, let's pray. He knelt down and prayed for another half hour. But he lay hands on me and he prayed and said, God bless him. God bless him. I was really glad when he got through, you know. And he said, I want to read you some more. So he read the Bible for another.
So he's coming over here, right. And this is what so many people want to do. They want to find out, is there something different?
Right.
And said, no, it's the same God. It's the Word of God. Oh, yeah. He's going to pull his Bible out. Mm. He's going to pull his Bible, and he's going to read for 30 minutes from the Word of God. Mm. It's like, oh, my goodness. Now he's going to pray for 30 minutes.
Mm.
Oh, he's going to go back and read. I mean, that's the message. If anything we can tell you, that's why we always talk about iabide.org. We want to empower you. As believers, we don't have positions of power. We have positions of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
We want to empower the body of Christ. We want those that don't know God to be saved and to be empowered to do everything God's called them to do. And look at this. Smith's, he's saying, listen, I'm going to empower you. I want you blessed. Look at my life. This is what you have to do. Imitate me. Just like Paul said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listen up.
Half hour. And then he said, let's pray again. And so we got down and we prayed again. I said, Lord, what did I get into here? What did I get into, you know? And so about that time, his beautiful daughter, Alice, that we were telling you about, she had prepared a beautiful luncheon. And so she called us to lunch, Yorkshire pudding. And
by the way, when you go to the VFN Torch, you're going to be able to see these pictures of Smith and his daughter, and it's going to help you out as he's talking.
And roast beef and that beautiful gravy that they put on it there, it was something. And peas that you pick up on the back of your fork rather than the front. And so we had a delicious lunch. And when he got through, he just put his napkin on the table and said, come back again, and walked away.
I love that. If anybody I can compare anybody to, I mean, anyway, I'm not going to compare anybody. It's like, this is so, you know, it's just like, okay, next, the end.
Finish.
We're finished. That was great. Let's move on. I want to spend more time. It's like, my goodness, how much more do you need?
Right.
Go and do likewise, right?
Right, right.
Go and do likewise. This is Lester Summerall's talking about his first meeting in the house. Smith Wigglesworth.
His daughter explained that he had gone to get some rest, and so I thought that was a signal to leave, and so I asked for my coat, and I left. Before I'd walked a block, I said, you know, I got something there. I'm different. I got something. I received a blessing. I received an anointing. Something good happened to me in that place. I said, I'll come back again.
That's just powerful.
Wow.
So many people. And the thing, this is the thing. If God speaks to you, why ask, even though he will continue to speak with you, why should he tell you something else if you didn't believe him and act on the first thing he told you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you've been blessed, receive the blessing. Mm. Like Jack Cole said, I had to teach them. They didn't understand that by their faith, they can be healed. They can be made whole. You know, Amy Semple McPherson is like, join me. Let's everybody. We want everybody to get saved. We want everybody to enter the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Catherine Kuhlman, he loves you. You know, the compassion in the context of, no, he's not rejecting you. And it's not, you know, God's not blaming you because you didn't get healed. It was all these things that we've learned through our lives so we can imitate those that have gone before us. If you have not yet and you didn't catch this full segments of God's generals, you know, you could be one. You need to take this away, hide it in your heart. And there's so much more. There's videos available for you on the VFN Torch. There's audios available for you. And just get the book. And also there's a DVD set called God's Generals you can get, which is pretty cool because you get to visually see it. And don't do what so many people do and look at things like a museum where it's like, oh, that was them. That was so, instead of saying, no, See yourself. Realize that Elijah was a man just like any other man, but he believed God. Mm. He believed God. I mean, even Jesus was all man and all God. That's the whole thing, is that if we believe God, this same Jesus said this. He said, listen, if you believe, greater things that you will do than him.
Mm.
So, I mean, look at everything Jesus did. And he said, not only can we do that in faith, but we can do more than that. We can do more than that. And so we're hoping that we're stirring your faith. We're hoping, you know, that you begin to really think about it. And I just want to, you know, as we come to, we're going to kind of move beyond this in our next program tomorrow. And we're looking forward to Akia Lee being a part of hearing her heart about Israel and Kufi on college campuses. We're pumped about that. Is Robert Evans, the Welsh revivalist. Young man in his 20s, God begins to move. It apparently, and this is quite what happens to all of us, is we pray for rain, it begins to rain, and then we're in shock, you know? And why should you, or Smith Wigglesworth, as you heard, when everybody else has started going, hey, the guy's healed, the guy's healed, the guy that's dead's healed. He didn't even look back because he's already believing for rain, that's so right. He's not going to be shocked by rain. Well, Evan Roberts, he did not get his rest, physical rest, and a move of God was stopped because he got overtired, got worn out, and somebody came in there and said, listen, I got a place for you, a mansion, and I got a little room, you can edit my magazine. And all of a sudden, you didn't hear from them again. We learned so much. You can learn from this and from God's generals about mistakes they made, things that they've done, and we can go be imitators of those that have gone before us. You're listening to VFN Radio at VFNTV.com.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.